This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you feel like there's a weirdness about the Bill Belichick coverage and his girlfriend and whatever is happening? What is he, the football coach for North Carolina now, UNC? Is that right?
Yeah.
You'd think that'd be the leading detail people would know about him. But it's not.
I didn't realize that he was.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I am this story that keeps bubbling up to the surface. I don't want to be a part of the problem that I am criticizing here. I don't know if Ethan got us that clip.
It's in the K drive.
I don't have that.
I will move it over.
Okay, put it in the Google and I'll play it here in a second. But I'm what do you know about Bill Belichick right now, Ryan?
Like Deflategate. And young girlfriend.
In that order?
No.
What do you know about the girlfriend? Do you know her name?
No.
Do you care?
No.
I don't either.
Susie.
What do you know about Deflategate?
I know that it cost the Rams a
it's there.
World championship. If you call it that, I call them Super Bowls. You can call them whatever you want.
Why is Bill Belichick important right now?
Just because of this. That's it. He's also one of the... Is he the most successful NFL coach ever?
I don't know.
I think he might be.
I don't know.
Him or Dan Marino.
I can't decide. I don't... In that one, I'm going Belichick.
No.
Okay.
The thing that frustrates me a lot about this is maybe just as a flyover country resident, of which I'm not complaining. Happy for you to be flying over my home. Stay away.
Just don't drop anything.
Well, you can. You'll probably miss us. It's pretty rural. But is the reason why this is a story is because he's a New Englander? Is it because he's relevant?
Because he's a New York area.
He's a coastie, and we're not... Like I said earlier, like if Dick Vermeil went out and got himself a 19-year-old girlfriend, would we talk about it this much?
That's a good question. No, but he's also not the most successful NFL coach ever, which I just branded him as.
You have not made the intro to News-ish by Ryan Wiggins.
Yes, I have.
This is where you have?
Yeah.
I believe it. Ryan's like, ooh, a new intro for my segment. Do you know that for a fact? I don't know that. Do you know that?
Say it again.
Most successful NFL coach ever.
No.
Bill Belichick.
No.
Who's more successful?
Vince Lombardi.
Or Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson?
No. Yeah, maybe him. I don't know.
Jimmy Johnson was Dallas.
Tommy.
This is not a sports
Tuberville.
Talk.
I know who you're talking
Tommy
about.
Tommy Tuberville. He's pretty successful.
Hat.
He's in the Senate.
Yeah, he's been a major NFL player.
I mean, what is success?
It's a great question. What is?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Tony Dungy, big fan. Anyway, why do we care about Bill Belichick this much? Why is Bill Belichick taking up time on the cable news networks, the local news networks, all
Gordon
over the place?
Hudson has reportedly told at least one person that she's engaged to Bill, adding a new twist to the high-profile relationship between the 24-year-old pageant contestant and the 73-year-old former NFL coach. Can we do a quick math? What's the years there? 50 between? The New York Times reported 50 years
49
old
years
born.
Old. I think that's the age. I think it's
Whoa.
49.
Okay, anyways, the New York Times reported that Hudson has claimed an engagement to Belichick, though this has not been confirmed publicly by either party. The couple was first linked in 2023, but reportedly met years earlier on a flight. Their relationship gained attention after Belichick's breakup with the longtime partner, Linda Holiday, in 2022. Neither Hudson nor Belichick have confirmed or commented publicly on the engagement claim.
They're so disinterested in the actual facts that they're finding it out and doing math in the actual news report.
I was going to say, that sounds like people who do not care about that story. What's her name? Hudson?
Ernie? I had to write that down.
Jordan Hudson. Okay.
Ernie Hudson.
Bill Belichick. If Bill Belichick marries Ernie Hudson, interested.
Isn't that the guy from Ghostbusters?
Actually, he might have just died also. I'm not sure about that.
Don't do that.
50-year age gap.
Wow.
When is an age gap? Two questions. How big of an age gap is too much, if any? And does it matter if the male or the female is older? Ryan.
Ooh. Yes.
Which?
Oh, you want details.
Oh. I only need about 8 minutes worth.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's probably more common that the man is older.
Oh, well, certainly.
So I think
there aren't
just
a lot of women. There are not a lot of men who are out there looking for 50-year your senior women. That's not traditionally the way it would go.
You're typecasting, but
yes, I am.
Might be interested in that.
I think you're married. So
I am. I said some of us men.
50.
Not me.
50 years. 50. Brad.
50 years is a lot. I think.
How wealthy is she?
There's the
Let's
question.
Talk about typecasting. How sexist of you. You Wait. Think this is just about money?
I said if I were doing it, Jordan, I think it would be about
Man,
money.
That much? Yeah, I would think so.
If you got Bill Belichick money and you meet Bill Belichick on a plane, I might be flirting with him.
I believe that. I've seen Ryan on a plane.
Oh, hello, Bill. I didn't even see you there.
Want to share my blanket?
How embarrassing. I've been a huge fan for a long time. Oh, my gosh. You just dropped something. Let me get that.
Ew. Ew. Too far.
It's the press conference that announces his separation from Jordan. We're on to Ryan Wiggins.
50 years. Is there 50 years? I mean, you pretty much have to be in your 70s in order to legally make 50 years happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there an age gap that, Brad? You've got an age gap with your wife.
I do. She's older than I am. She's 13 years older than I am. And I don't know. I was thinking about your question whenever you asked what is too much. I don't know what too much is, because I don't know the situation. I think it really just depends on the situation and what each party is in the relationship for. Like you look at something like Belichick and you go, oh man, that seems like that's a
is it
a
possible
money thing.
That Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick truly love each other?
No.
I think it's possible.
I thought you were going to say yes. Brad says yes.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible.
Okay. Since we're talking about rules, unwritten rules, let's say humanity ends up living a lot longer, 300 years. Is 50 years a lot if you're 250 and your wife is 200?
No, totally different situation.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, life expectancy is like pushing 80.
I rest my case. That's pretty much the only point I was going to make in this whole segment, and I just made it.
That's one more than usual. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That if you live hundreds and hundreds of years, 50 really doesn't matter.
Did you see Emmanuel Macron getting ready to disboard, get off of the plane?
Yeah, he was going to go onto the tarmac.
And then this red-sleeved hand comes out. People are saying it's a slap. It's more of like a stiff arm.
Yeah.
This hand comes out and kind of grabs the president of France, isn't that what he's called?
Yeah.
The French president? Grabs his face and like shoves him out of the way.
Like he's Randy Moss.
And the first thing he does, this is how you know that it wasn't playful. The first thing he does is eyebrows up, eyes wide as saucers, look straight at the camera.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Like, oh.
And then a little smile. Like, oh, hey.
And then he looks back at her, which is you can read this face anywhere. Couples understand this. Did you just do that? that look on his face, like, what the heck are you doing? And then he turns and he like waves. He's like, hey, everything's fine here. Everything is not fine there.
We're just goofing. It's just something we do.
What do you know about Bridget Macron?
I know that there are rumors about Bridget Macron.
What are the rumors?
Being a guy, being a male at birth. I know that that is a rumor.
It is a rumor.
Yes.
Can't verify it.
Can't verify it, and went about as far as that.
Emmanuel Macron is 24 years younger than Bridget Macron.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
They met when he was 15.
Whoa.
That's weird.
She was 39.
That's super weird.
Bridget was Emmanuel's drama teacher at La Providence, a private school, when they first met. Their relationship developed, this is all according to Grok, but this is a summation of things with sources and everything. Their relationship began to develop when he was a teenager.
Is it different to you because they speak French?
Probably not in the same way it's different to you, Ryan.
I just think about a lot of indie movies.
It says that their relationship developed when he was a teenager, which naturally would raise eyebrows, but their reportedly romantic relationship reportedly started later. When they met, Bridget was married to a banker, had three kids close in age to Emmanuel. She had kids his age. Does any of this matter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why, Brad?
Well, I think whenever they meet like that and he was underage, I think that matters. Because I don't believe for one second that they got like, it's like, oh yeah, Mrs. Macron. You know, I remember you. Let's start dating. I don't think that there was some sort of like, they just had this student teacher relationship prior to, and then later on in life, they finally meet back up. I didn't meet my wife until I was in my 20s. So, and the age gap in my relationship is less than that. But it's not the number, it's the when did they meet. And that's what really gives me pause.
But I mean, could you meet when you are younger than 18 but have no relationship and the relationship develops later? I mean, that is what is being suggested here.
Yeah, I think so.
It's possible.
I know people like that. Their relationship didn't start until well after they were not in that position anymore. And it's a healthy relationship, still is a healthy relationship. The age gap, if you were somebody who was young, teachers can start teaching when they're usually like 24. Mm-hmm. And if you're teaching high school at 24 and you were to reconnect with a former student, I mean, you could technically both be in your 20s for some time before. Is that like you just can't?
Yes, yeah. You cannot do that. Even if you're both of age in school. In fact, I would
I'm saying that the student has gone on to graduate college and comes back into town, and you happen to play on the same like City League softball team or something. Is it still forbidden?
Ooh, it's definitely walking the line, but I don't know that it's forbidden. Ultimately, what shows those things to be not inappropriate is time. If they stick it out and they become, you know, if they get
legit
married and they have a relationship, then it all kind of goes away.
And if you know there was no inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because like what Grok is referring to, saying scrutiny exists, because the question is, when you have an imbalanced relationship from a power structure standpoint as a teacher to a student, you can't be investing any drawing in of a underage person,
right?
That's grooming,
right?
But if I would just think it would be such an exception to the rule, but exceptions could be made.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. And also just the French thing.
Do you think that Bridget Macron is a man?
I don't know. I think I'll answer it this way. Je suis votre papa sucré. You know what I'm saying? If you speak French. Oh. So.
Are you just being Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, a little bit. That to me is France.
Did you say something in French?
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
I want my sugar daddy.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
How do you know that?
That's the only phrase I know in French.
That is the weirdest fact about you. What?
It's true.
Who taught it to you,
Je
Ryan?
Suis votre papa
I don't want
sucre.
Any more details.
Papa sucre, sugar daddy. I get that one. Je suis votre, I don't know really.
The weirdest thing you've ever
again,
said on the show.
They're French, you know, so.
I think that's probably racially offensive.
Is it? It just seems
I'm
more
not
like
French, so I don't
French
know.
Just everything they just seem sexier and stuff. So
sexier
I don't know.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Where's my will you
what?
What did you say? Where's my sugar daddy? Who's my
I want my sugar daddy.
Can you please wrap up? Of all of the things that you would say in French, that's the most appropriate thing. You would be okay with it. We started this segment with you saying you'd like to sit next to Bill Belichick on a plane.
If he was available. Not now. He's engaged, apparently.
Apparently.
I don't have anything to say to him other than just...
I think both relationships are weird. I don't know why we're talking about Bill Belichick in the news as if we need updates on this scenario. The Macron thing's a little weirder. We're a leader, but yet... Another story about those age gaps. Let's take a quick break. How do you grade the House Republicans? YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I will never forget the freshman in high school. She was riding to a tournament with us. She helped us manage the basketball team. She calls us the alcohol hokey pokey. And I think that's funny. The YouTube live chat poll for today. How do you grade the House Republicans? A, B, slash, C, D, or F? Ryan, I know you were doing some work when Congressman Burleson was on. Did you hear what he gave?
I did. I heard that whole interview because I wanted to hear what he said about that.
He said C minus, maybe D. And then he said before the negotiations, he would have said F. What grade do you give the House GOP?
I agree with him. I was going to say low C, maybe D. This bill really is the main thing that they've done, this spending bill. And it's just, there are aspects of it I like, okay? I'm not going to say that there aren't. There are a lot of really good things about this spending bill, but it just doesn't cut enough. And I think that's what he was saying. He's just saying, look, we took what we could get, and hopefully we can get some more now. The Senate is, you know, kind of gumming up the gears a little bit too.
Do you think the Senate will make it a better bill or a worse bill?
Man, I don't know, because you got on one side, you got Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski saying, and Tom Tillis apparently, what that dad doing, saying they don't like it, but they're not really saying specifically why they don't like it. It doesn't spend enough. I don't really know why they wouldn't like it. And then you got Rand Paul and Ron Johnson specifically on the other side, who I never really would have taken a Cosmo poll and figured out, like, which senator do you like the most? And found out it was Ron Johnson, but apparently that guy's awesome. But that's the conservative faction, and they're really loud right now. And he says there's several of them saying that they're a no on this until more cuts happen. So I really don't know which way it's going to go. I would think, based on the lack of specifics that the moderates or the swampies or whatever you want to call them are saying, that they could get on board with this a little easier than the conservatives can. So I actually am a little bit encouraged by this.
C?
No, D.
D.
Yeah, D.
Brad?
I'm a B slash C, and I'm like a B minus is where I would put my grade. I think that you've got to be realistic about what you actually have available to you and what you can actually get, and to navigate the House with such slim margins, with such big differences between the moderates in your party and the ultra conservatives in your side. I think to be able to navigate that, to come up with what they came up with, is pretty good. I feel like it took them too long. I don't like that there are people that are, what was it, the salt thing? This salt discount is going to benefit me because I live in Illinois. It's going to benefit me, but it's not right. And Annie, I think you've said this too, to ask other states to subsidize high tax rates of blue states. And so I don't like that made it in there, and it what got quadrupled or whatever it was. So low B, but I have to commend them for getting what they can get. And as crazy as this House is, I think that's why I gave them the B minus.
Jackie says D for debt. The good is outweighed by the spending and the debt. Andy said, I'm saying they have an A grade. They're doing what Trump asked. Amy said, I'd like to give the House and Senate D's for not doing more. We should be codifying DOGE cuts. The president should be signing laws, not executive orders. That's a good way to put it. The only thing that I continue to go back to, though, is this isn't the end. This is Eric Burleson at 125, and you can listen to that on the Annie Fry Show podcast on the Odyssey app or anniefryshow.com/podcast. Eric Burleson said that this bill was like being down 37 runs and bunting to get on first. Now, when I heard that, I thought, well, is he safe? did he bunt for a hit, or was he sacrificing? Is it a step in the right direction? I think it is. Is it a shuffle in the right direction as opposed to a leap in the right direction? Maybe. But just the fact that we're changing course over what we've been doing with under the Biden administration for so long. I mean, I kind of, if you look at it like it's a spectrum, and you look at, okay, here's center, here's where we are on, this is where, you know, we're equal, we're balanced on the amount of money we take in and the amount of money we spend. You'd like to think that that's where we should be. And then some bad years, you got to spend a little bit more. And some good years, you actually make a little bit more. And so you're always kind of ebbing and flowing in on that spectrum. Where we were on that point of that spectrum under the Biden administration was drastically, and also at the end of the Trump administration due to COVID, we could discuss the merits of signing the original stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of hindsight about the actions that were taken fiscally and certainly societally during the COVID crisis. That the distance traveled from where we were under Joe Biden's administration, the distance that we've traveled on that spectrum, while it might put us closer to central where we're spending what we're taking in, I think there's a lot of distance that's been traveled on that spectrum. It's just not on the correct side.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And so I think that if you look at that distance as progress, if you're saying it's progress, that means that it's working towards the goal. Progress isn't completion. And I am happy to hear Congressman Burleson specifically, as well as other senators out there that are now going to be tasked with making sure that this bill becomes a law, that there seems to be a sentiment that at least politically they know to not be slobbering in love with this bill.
I did like that a lot.
That there seems to be an agreed upon dissatisfaction is this is the best we can do. And the fact that there is a dissatisfaction with it means that the progress from where we were to where we are now, I would not go as far to say it deserves to be celebrated, but I think it deserves to be acknowledged with the understanding that we're all leaning in, looking at you like you're going to keep going, right? There's still work to do, right? And I think that the president knows that the cuts need to be a huge part of moving in the right direction. But as Elon Musk put on X over the weekend, we can't cut our way out of this. Eric Burleson just said that at 125 on this show. You can listen to it on the podcast. We can't cut our way out of this. Wish we could, but we can't. We're going to need growth in our own American economy. So for that, I mean, I would give it a B. I don't know what more could be done, what more could be put into this bill right now that could actually pass. And if you could put everything that you ideologically think should be done in this bill, and if it can't pass, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like some of the Trump priority stuff is separate to me. That stuff has to happen. It's like the no tax on tips. Those are campaign promises. Everybody ran on them. If you were in Congress, you got to do that stuff. I get that. But you're right now, the situation is, you right now, like the bill we're still operating under right now, that's Democrat, that was Biden bill, is $2 trillion more that you're spending every year than you're bringing in. That's unacceptable. The Republicans have reduced that to around $500 billion, so like 25% of that. But $500 billion, still a lot of money that spending that you're not bringing
in. That's a 75% cut in deficit
again,
spending.
Good direction, but you're not there yet. And so I'm kind of with Elon Musk here, where you go, is that really the best you can do? Because if that's it, that really stinks that we're in this place. And yes, we have to grow our way out. But I really was hoping, really, really, like Scott Bessent was saying, yes, we can grow our way out of this. I hope that's true, because this is all a big, you know, all of these economic things happening at the same time with the tariffs and companies moving back here. It's all happening simultaneously. I really hoped, though, that we could get the budget down to zero more debt. Like, just if we could get it there, then grow our way out of our national deficit, that would be great. That's, to me, the ultimate goal.
The Trump administration thinks that we're doing that. But why would anybody look and be like, well, government says it's going to be fine. And we're like, okay, it's our guy. That's fine. Until he's not our guy anymore in there. And if you're saying that in 10 years, $3.8 trillion is going to be added to the deficit, that's what was added. How much was added during COVID?
Oh, gosh. It was probably just during COVID or since then. Just during COVID, it was like six or seven. But it's more since then because they passed the Green New Deal. I mean, they all these things that they passed since then even took it up higher.
Do you know that this drives me crazy, and there is a contingent of people listening to us who knows this, but you just said six or seven, that six, seven is like a thing in kids speak. There's some meme or something. I don't even know what it comes from. But if you say six, seven, there are people right now, when you said six or seven, there are kids that are going six, seven. When my kids started saying that was like in the conversation, some meme, some video or something had the word six, seven in it. And now I'm like, kids, those are just sequential numbers. You don't get to do that. You don't get to like laugh every time people say sequential numbers. Like, if you say six or seven, there are people who are listening to the show who thought you said that on purpose. Just because it's six,
because
seven.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Because those things existed when we were younger too.
Yeah. But we were never like, oh my gosh, 3-4.
But what is it?
CD.
Is it something?
These are just things that go in order.
Is it something inappropriate?
No, I don't think
usually
so.
They are. That's why they're funny.
It's just something that is part of meme culture. Mm-hmm. And when my kids, like if the number 6-7 gets said in my house, I think it has to do with somebody's height.
LaMelo Ball.
They say that it's like there's a discussion happening. They're like, oh, he's 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, LaMelo Ball is 6'7", and there was a song called Doot Doot by Skrilla that has 6'7" in it.
Oh, it came from Doot Doot.
Shut up.
By Skrilla.
Doot Doot sounds like a character of Ryan Wiggins. Doot Doot lives in Ryan's.
What's this little guy dancing
brain.
Here? He's got a couple extra legs there, so
little,
he can dance a little
he's
faster.
6'7".
He's Doot Doot. That's Doot Doot.
Do you know how frustrating it is to live in a household where you can't say sequential numbers without it being a whole frickin' thing?
Why is it a thing? I don't know. It's like when we were in high school and somebody would be like, oh, my grandma got a new Dutch oven. You'd be like,
nobody ever says that. Do you know how many times you say numbers and they happen to go in order?
I just did it.
You did it. And all you kids who heard him say 6-7, you were saying that because it was literally $6 or $7 trillion. Just whatever you take away from this, if you heard 6-7 and it stuck in your brain, remember that we added $6 to $7 trillion to the national debt during this time. That's the takeaway here, and Ryan did it on purpose so
and
you'd
that's
understand.
That's what Doot Doot is about.
And become a fiscal conservative.
Yes, that's what Skrilla was singing.
See, it's about the underlying meaning. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You gotta
find your people. Realistically, what was the perfect date, Ryan, if you were taking a lady out, maybe in high school, college, whatever it might be, when you were at least old enough to actually have or assume that you had a semblance of a clue I'm not talking about like go to the movies and get popcorn and then mom and dad dropped her off after you're done. A real date. What did it look like in your mind?
Man, that's a good question because I don't know that even high school me would have known the answer to that.
Okay, college Ryan.
College Ryan would have liked to have been in a group of people at first. And then, like, oh, wow, we really have a lot in common.
Yeah, I'm talking about when it becomes a date. When it comes time to, Ryan's going to take this lady out. Which, to say lady means that they have to be at least 48. Uh-huh. This is a Macron situation.
Okay, so she's in an old dress. She's a lady.
So we take her to TJ Maxx.
She's in an old dress.
Let's young you up a little bit here.
Let's get that hair out of that bun. Let's go, lady.
Out of context, weird thing to say.
I think we'd probably take her to a salon. And then I would just sit there and sort of like, yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I just nod.
All right. In the event that it was like somebody who was a year younger than you.
Okay.
Is Katie younger than you?
We're almost the same age, but she's actually a couple months older than me.
I was just going to say, the way you said that, she's definitely older than you.
Yeah, she is. She's a couple months. But we graduated the same year, so it's like basically the same.
Are you saying it's okay? You got a problem with age differences?
No, I don't think of her as being older, but I also remind her that she's older a lot.
I'm sure that's helpful for your healthy relationship.
It's great. The perfect date. Okay, I would say something like an activity, like ice skating if it's winter.
It's a lot of risk.
Or
you just want her to like stumble while the music's playing and fall into you so you can grab her and keep her safe.
And then we laugh.
But it's
like,
actually you falling into her and knocking her over.
One of us knocks over like a whole pallet of watermelons. That's what the grocery store meets are like. I just want to do that, but in an ice rink.
You said that one time I told the story about, I said, what's the worst when you're getting onto the highway and you're in a super late, you're running super late, you got to get somewhere fast. What's the worst thing that you can pull onto the highway when you got to be in a hurry? Because I pulled onto the highway and my dad had passed me. And I'm like, well, I can't drive irresponsibly. Now there's dad. And so I was setting this up on the air. What's the worst thing that you could pull onto the highway and say? And Ryan said, a couple of people carrying glass pane.
People carrying panes of glass back and forth.
Across the highway. And I think about that weekly. And I laugh out loud every time I think about it.
I'm glad because it was intended to be funny.
I know. I mean, it killed my story, but it was so funny. I just can't.
Did you just think about that because of the cart full of watermelons?
Yes. Okay. You're so weird. You think about these weird circumstances that used to be like, these things used to be in like the cartoons we grew up in.
Ryan's brain's a Buster Keaton movie.
Like what you described is the people carrying panes of glass across the highway is like what would happen to Donald Duck. And I feel like Donald Duck. As an adult, I look back at Donald Duck and I'm like, I am, of the Fab Five Disney characters, I'm probably 75% Donald Duck. I understand
him. Fab Five.
Yeah, panes of glass.
So anyway, my perfect date.
Ice skating?
Into like a big pallet of fruit.
Physical, something active.
Something active.
Food? For sure or not necessarily?
Oh, yeah, we have to get something to eat, I think. But it wouldn't have to be. It could be like we're just walking down the pier. Oh, hey, look, the corn dog guy's here. Let's get a corn dog. You know? You know what I'm saying?
No.
the old corn dog guy.
I wanted to go to Brad, but he's got his head buried in his hands right now.
Out of the Forest Park Pier.
It's hard to take my job seriously.
Hey, that's a massive corn dog. How much is that?
Massive is another kid word.
It's only $7 for you, Mr. Wiggins. Oh, thank you. Is that a discount? No.
For Ryan Wiggins, anything.
I'm wearing a shirt that says Ryan Wiggins on it. He didn't know who I was. He just assumed that was my name because it was
like
on my shirt.
Date from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what I'm trying to describe, is a date from a movie that sounded cool.
Goal down at the other end. It's like, if you make this shot.
Brad, perfect date, college.
Oh, man. So it's hard for me because I didn't have a whole lot of game, but generally
you have a beautiful, lovely wife.
I do.
So you had
I know. I lucked out. I don't know how it happened, but.
And you're a gamer. So yeah, you did have some game.
Not that.
Yeah, it was a Nintendo 64. Yeah, played GoldenEye all the time.
Absolutely.
With all my spare time.
Instead of going on dates.
Hey, lady, you interested in Pokemon Snap? You take pictures of the Pokemon.
Gotta
this
catch
one.
Them all.
All right, so I would
Pokemon,
pick,
not women.
Right. Yeah, I catch all the Pokemon.
Pick her up from her house, go to the door, ring the doorbell, you know, not pull in the driveway and honk the horn, go to the doorbell, ring the doorbell.
Come out here.
Hey, lady.
Make me get out. Hey, lady.
My go-to was either mini golf or a movie, and then go get dinner someplace nice. You know, not like Andrea's Steakhouse nice.
Oh, right.
Because
yeah.
I was a poor.
I'm going to take you down to Freund Leven's.
Because I was poor. But, you know, a nicer restaurant, not like McDonald's.
If you go on a date with a woman and you're doing something that involves a little competition, are you competing?
Yeah, you got to play to win. Yeah, you got to.
Win
gotta,
what?
You got to show
her. The mini golf
her,
or the relationship?
No, the mini golf. You got to show her what you're made of day one. So that she knows any time in the future, oh, if you win, it's because I was being real nice. But we got to establish that from the jump. I am better than you. And you need to know it.
What if she's letting you win?
Then we're going to have some problems then down the road. And yep. I don't appreciate that from her.
You're in.
Nope.
Yep. If she lets you, if she can legit beat you and she lets you win, you're in.
I don't know about that.
Wait. So, Brad, you want her to let you in?
Well, it means that she likes me, genuinely likes me.
What if it's just she feels sorry for you?
Well, I'm pretty experienced with that, so.
With pity?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, dude. We're going back
Did
to high school.
Did you ever use pity?
No.
No?
No.
That's because you didn't have any game. You should have.
I just wondered if you could
no,
use pity
somehow.
No,
pity dates? No.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go anywhere.
No.
Right. So you want her to let you in?
No. Well, in a
he
way,
just
yeah.
Malfunctioned.
I want her to like.
Yeah, what?
I want her to like me enough to know that that she doesn't want to hurt my feelings or anything like that. So,
absolutely not. If she lets me win, I'm mad. But I wouldn't know it if it's a first date.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't
unless
know it.
It was like, hey, let's play a little
how
basketball, Caitlin Clark. Thanks for going out with me. Oh, I beat you.
Speaking
oh.
of Belichick, so.
She just likes me for my
it's
money.
About, it's about the same. No, you like her for the money. And she's like 50 years younger than you.
This is working out well for me.
Caitlin Clark.
I could probably beat Angel Reese, though.
So if you just, anyway, let's not go there. That's too much of a tangent. Ryan, do you want her to compete against you, and if she can beat you, you want her to beat you.
Here's why this is in her best interest. Because now I'm going to want to be around you more because I want to keep playing you.
If she beats you?
Yeah. I want to keep showing that I've got enough game to go after.
How do you handle getting beat by a girl on a first date?
You just kind of brush it off.
No, like how do you?
Are you around your friends?
I'm not asking how do people. I'm asking how does Ryan Wiggins handle getting fair and square beat.
What are we playing? Miniature golf?
Pick anything.
Or are we playing something like, are we playing football?
MMA.
Okay. If we're actually cage fighting and she beats me, I don't know that we have a future. I'm
going to just suggest that she probably doesn't want that future.
I'm going to ask, first question, what's the purse?
Basketball.
Second, I don't care what happens because I got the purse.
Golf. You were a golfer in high school.
Yes.
She beats you in golf, fair and square.
Yes.
How, at the end, you're checking out your score, she beats you by 6 strokes.
That's rough.
Yeah. Do you ask her out again?
Yeah, we go play golf again, for sure.
Just so you can beat her?
Especially if she's hot.
Just so you can beat her?
Yeah, I think so. But I also, now I have respect for her, though.
And then she, okay, so there we got to it.
Yeah.
You respect the fact that she beat you.
Yes.
What if you go golfing again? And she beats you again by 7 strokes.
We got to keep going. We got to keep playing until I realize that I can't win. And I'm like, ha-ha, but I just dated you a bunch
of
times.
So then that's a win.
So I tricked you into going out with me for 5 hours a day.
This is real.
Yes. Yes. But I'd also make a bet because I got to win somehow. I'd say, look, loser at least gets like a free
How
meal
How many
afterwards.
Times are you bringing up the red tees?
Oh, is she playing from the red tees?
She's a lady.
Oh, every hole. Constantly. I will never stop bringing
So you're
up.
Like, you only beat me because you played from the women's tees?
Yes. I'm going to say that over and over and over until we even the playing field a little bit. And then she beats me. Now mad respect. Now you got to buy me dinner.
Aren't the red tees just equity?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you've heard me talk about equity on this show.
And how you hate women?
I hate anything associated with women.
That's not what you said.
I was going to say equity, but I thought it'd be funnier to say women. I think equity's stupid. And so if you want to play with the big leaguers, you got to play from the tips.
Are you saying you're the big leaguer just because you're a man?
Yeah, I am.
Fair enough.
I'm like a maybe bogey golfer. But I can hang around there, you know, 9 over after 9.
YouTube live chat poll for today. We're just going to change it to how do you grade Ryan Wiggins? We're going to give you the results here in a second.
How do you grade equity?
House, how do you grade the House Republicans?
Women.
Brad, your answer to this question?
It's a B.
Mine's a B. Ryan?
D.
D?
Yeah. D for debt, just like Jackie said.
Yeah, it was a good comment. We've got the results in, and B/C got 54% of the vote. A came in at 15%. D, like Ryan said, 21%. 10% of y'all gave him an F. We had some people saying that they gave him an A because they just did whatever Donald Trump wants. That might be the actual truth, and I guess it's just an A or an F, depending on how you feel about Donald Trump. We appreciate you listening. Make sure you check out the Andy Fry Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app, wherever you get podcasts from. If you're not a podcaster, go to AndyFryShow.com/podcast. Easy playlist for you to check out right there and listen to anything you missed. Kush Desai from the White House, Congressman Burleson, and everything else. Stick around. Mark Reardon coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.